When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Woo-hoo!
Oh, Schnoosher.
Yes.
Yes, Jillian.
The New Year's coming.
I know.
Are you motivated?
Sure. I don't look at New Year, though, as a start time.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. I agree with you. At any given point, right, you should be able to implement a change. Mm-hmm. We don't want the other 364 days of the year to get wasted and miss opportunities. But with that said, I do think that a lot of people use it as a catalyst.
Absolutely.
Right? And I mean, listen, it's hard. Again, we start out these New Year's resolutions, and then every year we have a New Year's resolution. But I have some thoughts on why that is.
Okay.
So I think one, you actually mentioned this in another conversation about something else. Do you really want the change you're talking about? Like every year I'm like, I'm going to stop swearing. You know what? I don't want to stop swearing. I love swearing. I love it.
Because somebody else told you you should, right? Probably somebody else said.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't call names unless I'm in a really bad fight with somebody, right? You know, like, or I'm driving in LA traffic. But like I just like swearing. Like, and I'm pretty good about knowing who it offends and like using it appropriately for the most part. Mm-hmm. But there are times where I'm like, it just expresses me in a way, you know, it brings a humor to the language to me that I think is funnier. Mm-hmm. It emphasizes things in a different way. It's a stress relief. Like, I don't really want to change that. Okay. Hence the reason it's not changing.
I always remember when we were on tour, and I remember when we came out and did the Q&A, and people were like, wow. Like when you just let loose, they were like, wow, 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 wow.
I know. I find it so odd that people don't swear like that.
Yeah.
It's so nice. It just feels good. Like, seriously, everybody, if you're alone somewhere, maybe in the car driving, like just right now, let's say it all together.
Oh, no. Wow.
Just let it go.
Wow.
Let it out of there.
Okay.
Let's try it together. Come on.
This is going to be one big quack.
It feels so good. Just right.
All right. Ready? Enjoy this big quack, everyone.
One, two, three. Oh, yeah. Damn it, that feels good.
So anyway, back to your point.
Oh, yeah.
That.
I don't think you really want to make these New Year's resolutions half of the time, right? I think you're doing what you think you should do.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
I agree.
And then if it's something that you don't really want to do, but you think you should do, that's maybe the right thing to do, like saving money, right? You don't want to save money. You want to spend your money. You want to treat yourself. But in those kind of situations, and we don't really want to lose weight. We want to eat a bunch of crap and watch TV. So if it's something immediately that you truly don't want to change, like swearing, I don't want to change that. I've been over and over and over this with Heidi. I'm like, I don't want to. I can't do it. No.
You can. You just don't want to.
Can't do it. Now what?
Okay. All right.
I don't want to.
I feel bizarre telling Jillian Michaels, you can if you want to. But anyway.
I don't want to.
You don't want to.
I don't want to.
Okay.
And I don't want to. And it's like, I just don't want to. So, okay. Now we have things like weight loss, right? Things like saving money. Things like being better about your money. That's work. And the truth is we may not like the behaviors associated with it, but we like the end result.
Yep.
So you got to really think about, all right, what is it that I'm talking about changing? And do I really want to change it? And then subsequently, am I happy with the behaviors associated with it? Ooh, yuck, they sound horrible. Okay. Then let's go back to the drawing board and talk about the end result and how you can keep that front top of mind, right? Always front and center to help allow you tolerate the behaviors that are less than pleasant. Now, another thing is I find that there's like two ways of going about things and there are two different kinds of people. Some people do well with just the, you know, the slash and burn. Got it. Right? Like clean it all out. Other people do much better with these like little incremental wins.
Yep.
And I realize, even though I have the willpower for like, for the most part, like I can get rid of a lot of things, I definitely do better with like little steps, like chipping away at something. So instead of being like, I'm going to learn all about my finance, I'm going to take it all on, I'm going to be so much more responsible. Like, what is one piece of that puzzle that you can tackle this year? Like for me, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but like for me, you know, I managed to get through it all over the course of the year, but it, like it started out with just trying to understand my insurance policies. So like I had a business manager who was so shady, my fault, right? And I was always intimidated by money. I never wanted to deal with it. And it cost me so much money, you know, because of that behavior. So then I was like, all right, right? It got so painful, so uncomfortable, so bad that, you know, the bad part of not paying attention was worse than my intimidation of dealing with it. So I started dealing with it. And I mean, I had insurance policies. Like it was crazy. I got a crime policy. I have all these policies. And I was like, oh my God. I started to like literally break them down and look at them one by one by one. I'm like, what does this one do? What's the chances of that? No. What does this one do? And the thing is like, I had a business manager that just put me into all these policies because she made money. And
as was the insurance company.
Right. It was so intimidating and so overwhelming. And I just went through like each and every one. Then I was like, why do I have 10 bank accounts? Why? Not including like my Schwab account, like my savings. Like, I mean, dude, but I had to do it like one step at a time. One step, one thing. So like, even if you're like, I'm going to lose weight, maybe it's as simple as I'm going to give up soda this year. Start there. Or maybe you give yourself a different goal for every month. Like, okay, in January, I'm going to give up soda. And you work your way into that bigger goal. Or you know what? I'm going to complete the activity ring on my Apple phone. Or you know what? I'm going to do 20-minute walks 5 days a week. Or, you know, give yourself something that isn't so overwhelming.
Yeah.
That it doesn't set you up to fail. It doesn't require a massive overhaul in your life. And I think that's a really big deal. And then when it comes to fitness, these are the things that I do. Like I have that 10-minute rule or 15 minutes. Like I go to the gym or I start my workout. And psychologically, I'm like, if you're still miserable in 10 minutes, you can be done.
And I've never heard you do that before.
All the time. I'm like, I'm just going to go and I'm going to get on the step mill. And it's like, if I am like, wish I was dead in 10 minutes, I'm just going to go home. But I think there's something to that more permissive approach, you know, that you like, because a lot of us already are feeling exhausted, depleted, you know, beaten down in so many ways. And so then we're like, the last thing we want to do, right? We want a comfort. We want noodles and wine. I mean, like that's, and so it's like being more permissive, I think, with these behaviors and less stringent and less it's got to be all, it's got to be nothing. It's got to be perfect or not at all. And if I don't go, I'm an asshole. And then I also think like some of these behaviors that are really difficult and really challenging, pair it with something that's less crappy. So if you don't like exercising, but you have a friend who you enjoy, who makes you laugh, and they like to go to spin class, maybe go to a spin class. Or you know what? You'd rather be dead, but your favorite show is on. Like, okay, get yourself a piece of at-home cardio equipment or go to the gym and watch your show while doing your cardio. Like, again, it's not a perfect workout, but it's a workout, and that's a win.
That's the key. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
That's an epiphany for me. I had to learn that it's not going to be the perfect. It's not going to be everything, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You mean you didn't know you weren't perfect?
I could have told you. Until this moment.
I could have told you.
I'm so happy I've learned something today.
I thought I have told you several times.
Not in so many words.
About your lack of perfection?
I think
your hair.
I think you've been sneaking around it by making comment about the hair and the clothes. And I've never really keyed in on, you're telling me I'm not perfect. And that's okay.
Wow. I mean, if you fix the hair, maybe.
Well, I'm just saying.
And some Botox.
I know, eh?
Yeah, you'll love it.
No, I can't.
Why?
Because.
Zap, zap. That's a whole other segment.
That's a whole other segment because I've got something about that.
Aren't we doing vaginal rejuvenation on Janice? I've done some homework into Botox, and it doesn't.
Yeah, and I've done some homework into the
forehead.
I've done some homework into the vaginal rejuvenation. Let me just tell you that.
All right, well, let's revisit that.
We'll revisit that.
Yeah.
Now, are you done with this? Are you good?
Well, I said have fun. Pair it with something good. Don't beat yourself up. Doesn't have to be perfect.
Yeah.
Make sure it's something you want to do. I mean, trying to think.
I got a question.
Yeah.
Have any of you kept your last year's resolutions so far?
Mine was to be better with money, and I think I have been.
I didn't set one. Well, I set myself up for disaster.
I remember one year, I can't remember if I did it this year or not, which means I may not have stuck to it, but I've been trying to make it an everyday practice of find one good thing about the day. One good thing. Usually it's wine, but I haven't been able to drink that for a while.
No, I told her she doesn't get her promotion until she's
dry.
Dry. In the best shape of her life. And can take a punch like Muhammad Ali.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah.
I bruise really easily.
Dry?
Yeah.
What was it again?
I wanted her 140 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Because then she's going to leave this gay boyfriend.
I like the gay boyfriend who's not gay.
This is another segment.
Oh, can we just
come back? There's a lot going on.
We'll come right back. Sunbasket time, people. Get excited. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to commit to healthy eating. You can pick from 12 weekly recipes, and they deliver organic and clean ingredients right to your door. Everything's pre-measured, easy to prep. You get a healthy, delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. And whatever your dietary and nutritional needs are, you can find a Sunbasket that fits your lifestyle. You can mix and match. There's paleo, lean and clean, gluten-free, vegetarian, family options, and it's all created by award-winning chefs and nutritionists. So you know what? This holiday season, when things are crazy, you can skip the grocery store and the parking lot madness and discover how easy it is to stay on track and get healthy with clean meals on the table that are affordable, fast, and delicious. Go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, and they'll give you $35 off. sunbasket.com/Jillian.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase, Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science, science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Did you ever have an imaginary friend?
When I was a little kid.
What was it?
Manus, come here. Let me pinch you and see if you're real. What it was it? Three kids. Three little kids. And three imaginary kid friends. They had really weird names.
Do you remember?
I do. It's so embarrassing.
Please do it.
John A's, Johnny's, and then there was Doo-Doo. Nobody liked Doo-Doo.
No one liked Doo-Doo.
Wait a minute. Johnny's, John A's.
And Doo-Doo.
And what were they? Were they animals or were they people?
Little kids.
Like, and what gender, do you remember what gender they were?
I know there were boys and girls, but I don't fully recall.
And what did you?
I was really little.
Like what, 26? No, but
yeah.
And where did you, I just find imaginary friends fascinating. Like, and where did you talk to them? Did you talk to them
all the time?
Out loud or just in
I
your?
I think so. You know, the problem is, I got to be honest, I don't remember that much. My kids don't have imaginary friends, but that's because they have each other.
Yeah, but I had siblings, and we all had imaginary friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Mine don't. They imagine that, like, they're dolls, they're stuffed animals.
Talk?
I think so. Like, they play with them. Like, they play games like that. But they don't really have imaginary friends.
So with your Janice and
Doodoo.
Yeah. Did they come to you at night or did you?
No, I think it was like a daytime thing, like playtime.
And when did they go away? Do you remember?
I don't. Maybe when I actually got a friend. Such a loser. But I had no siblings. I had no nothing. I had one cousin that I was, you know, lived really far away that I was sort of close with. All my other cousins, aunts, uncles. Like, I'm that, you know, that typical Xer, nihilist, lone wolf.
That's interesting. And I wonder, Jake, you were an only child. Did you have imaginary friends?
I feel like I got pressured into, I had one, but I got pressured into having him. Like,
what?
You have like, to have.
Like,
I remember all the cartoons as kids. They all had an imaginary friend or like, you know, like the little cartoons and shit. I'm like, oh, I don't even have one. I guess I got to get one. And I remember I had him and his name was Tom. And I was like, this guy's really boring. Like, I didn't know how to have an imaginary friend because I would be out in the neighborhood all the time. So I tried you know, I remember trying to like blame like a few issues on him. And I was like, this isn't working out for me. Like it just didn't do anything for me.
Yeah.
Mine was a mother and a son. Whoa. And they lived on my shoulder.
Oh God.
They lived here.
Did you start this segment just to tell us about?
Okay.
But I think why I'm asking is they were really real to me.
Maybe they were real. Maybe they were ghosts.
Whoa.
I don't know, but there was mother and son. And then when I would talk to them, I would rub my shoulder.
Mama loves you.
Kind of like that.
Whoa.
And then my sister had a friend that lived in, you know, when you're sitting on the toilet the toilet paper, you know, the little cardboard roll in that thing.
Doot doot. I used to call those doot doots.
Oh, anyway, she had a guy named Benny who lived in there. And whenever she went to the bathroom as a kid, I could hear her talking to Benny in the toilet roll. Like they're so real.
Yeah. Well, I know in truth, you know what? Kids have the ability to blur. I remember I've had these conversations. We should have a child psychologist talk about this. I mean, the reality is kids have the ability to blur the lines of reality.
I know.
They really do. Their
imagination is. Did you have an imaginary
friend? No.
At all? You really?
No.
Okay, did you have to do it with that face? Like we're all off the chart?
I read books. I watched a few Disney movies. I'm thoroughly grounded.
Oh.
Maybe Nicole's our imaginary friend.
Maybe that we all can see. She's not really here. But however, Nicole just walked in the door with lunch, so something's real.
Does that mean we're done with this segment?
Really?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm just saying, I think that there's something fascinating about it.
Therapists will do play therapy with kids. And like they'll say, watch, you know, what goes on with the dolls and the this and the that, and you'll have a crystal clear idea of what's going on at home.
Because of how a child will play with a doll.
Yeah. How they'll play. Yeah.
Well, I know
that. So-and-so is not talking to so-and-so. So-and-so was a bad. Yeah. Like they'll. Yeah. That's crazy.
That's almost like cheating in therapy.
No, that's how you do therapy with kids.
No, I believe it. I'm just saying that's like too easy to figure out like what's going on.
Well, yeah, but it's harder to change because you got to change the parents a lot of times. So
I would line up my dolls. They all had I didn't beat the shit out of them. I would line
firing
them up.
Squad.
I would make them listen to me read to them.
See, okay, so what's
right? You'll give me attention,
mm-hmm.
right? Because you weren't getting enough at home.
I usually just closed the door and I didn't like anyone to talk to me. Like I was very much a recluse. I was very shy.
Right.
See, now that's interesting though, that you lined them up and forced them to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
A captive audience.
Mm-hmm. They would also watch me dance because I was really good at it.
Ooh.
Wow.
What purpose did your mother and offspring serve?
I have no idea, Jake. They just were sitting on my shoulder. But it was only when I was really felt, when I had the I got no friends feeling in my tummy. Because I had that feeling when I was a little kid. So I think it's when I was lonely, they appeared on my shoulder. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's right.
That's what
the
yours
thing. Did, too? I was always lonely.
Oh, wow.
No, I definitely am going through like a big feel sorry for myself phase that I've decided I'm going to allow myself to do. until and see where it goes, where it's like, but like I was, man, I got to tell you, like in studying these various generations and really understanding, like we are known, Gen X is known as like the ultimate latchkey kids, like the nihilists, the tossed away generation, like right. the ones from broken homes. And we are that way. We're cynical. Nothing ever works out. Like I look at my kids. Oh my God. I mean, their life is so rich. Like it's crazy. Like my friends Carrie and JG came over for dinner on Saturday and they were like, well, we're going to come over to the house first. Then we're going to go to dinner. Right. So because they're coming to spend time with the kids. So it's like, we're all sitting around the kitchen, like on bar stools. My kids are sitting there with them having conversations, like laughing, joking, like, and my son loves JG. My daughter loves my friend Carrie. Like then they have, you know, Hallie, who's their babysitter, who used to be their nanny when they were little, and Carol, who's Lou's old teacher, who's now her babysitter. And then they've got my brother and they've got Heidi's sister and they have Heidi's sister's wife. And then they have their grandparents. And then I mean, every, like they have a million relationships. Right. Everyone loves a horse trainer, a karate teacher. Like when I look back and I say to my friends, like, did you have any of this? Like, they're like, no. Like yeah. the adults, you could have been dead somewhere and none of them would have cared. They were all on Quaaludes and having ice storm swinger party. Like I'm going there. It was a different generation. They were boomers in the 70s, man. They were on fire.
See, I didn't have that kind of upbringing. I wasn't a latchkey. What's an ice storm?
You don't remember
party?
The movie The Ice Storm?
No.
Oof. You got to see it. It's an Ang Lee movie with Sigourney Weaver. And, you know, the parents are just such a mess that the kids, like, you just have to watch it. And they have an ice storm, like, swinger party. My mom wasn't a swinger. My dad, I found out years later, because he loved to tell me these stories when I was 13, apparently, about how him and his friends would go do all these things.
Where you put your keys in the fishbowl.
That kind of weird, ooh, creepy shit. Yeah. I mean, it just, how do we get into this?
Because I...
Lonely.
Well, yeah. I
lonely.
Mean,
yeah.
And Jabez and Jabaz and Dodo.
Yes. Child abuse. Pity. I'm going to get all the way through it. I think I'm just going to go there. I am. I'm just going to like...
You're in a very interesting time.
I'm just going to be like, dude, don't you ever look back? Like, let's do this. I know we need a break from this segment. Want to come back next week and just let's all look back on our childhood and talk about how shitty it was so that we can just give ourselves permission to just get it all out there and then maybe we can move on instead of pretending like it didn't happen and it wasn't shitty.
Wow.
Hey guys, it's time for our molecule spot. That's MOLEKULE, molecule, and they are the most awesome air purifier. Now, if you've ever read any of my books or you've listened to the podcast, you know that indoor air pollution is actually 5 times worse than outdoor air pollution because of all the off-gassing from the chemicals in our cleaning supplies, in our furniture, as crazy as that sounds, in our paint. I mean, you name it. It's really toxic. And one of the best ways to protect your overall health is by getting an air purifier. And one of the things that Molecule does is it literally destroys pathogens on a molecular level, hence the term molecule. And these guys sent me one. I love it. One of their customers even said that she could breathe through her nose in the first time in 15 years because her allergies were so bad until she got the Molecule air purifier. So guess what? They're going to give you $75 off your first order. You go to molecule.com and you use the promo code Jillian, and that's MOLEKULE.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So we're dialing up Bruce Paul.
Jake's dad.
Mm-hmm. For those of you who don't know, I'll quickly reiterate again why he became Bruce Paul. It's Jake's dad
when we first started doing the podcast, Paul is his Bruce. Name. Yes, Paul
Bruce.
Did what Jake does. Then Jake took over. But for some reason, Jillian, for I think with the first 2 years of the podcast.
Looks like a Bruce.
He just called him Bruce. So he became Bruce Paul. And now, of course, Bruce Paul is Jake's dad. So anyway, he is, I think he's ready to go.
So talk to me, right. pal. What's going on? I was told you were sent to a doctor and you were put on a diet. Talk to me.
Right. The keto diet, whatever that is.
It's right.
Basically,
it's
no
Atkins.
Carbs.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I can,
okay.
I can eat a lot, lots of meats and things like that. I just have to not eat carbs.
Okay. And what is his logic for this?
Well, he wants me to lose weight quickly. So
quickly.
That's the logic. He actually does it himself. He does a variation of it. I don't have all the information in front of me, but he goes through a lot of different puts like these oils or fats in his coffee, and that fills him up for like the morning, and it starts the the digestive enzymes going, so you don't store sugars. I don't know. He explained it to me.
Okay. So here's the thing, honey. First of all, let's talk about what the bigger concern is. If you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to maintain a weight loss, you have to reduce calories. Now, ketosis, it will put your body into a higher rate of fat metabolism, right? Because you've deprived your body of sugar and carbs, which turn into sugar. Then the liver releases something called ketones. And it's a long story, but it burns through more fat for fuel. With that said, it ultimately, when you stop doing that, it puts the weight on and then some. It's a typical yo-yo diet. And most people don't live like this for the rest of their lives. So they'll put the weight on and then some. Especially right. because they'll be like, oh my God. Because the body is like, I'm in famine. Because that's what the perception is. Hence the reason ketosis is a state of a medical, your body's perception of medical emergency. Ketoacidosis ketosis is mild ketoacidosis. Ketoacidosis is really dangerous, more rare, happens in type 1 diabetics. And it's a different right. conversation. But let's say you were like, I can do this for the rest of my life and I love it. Let's talk about the concerns that are real. Are you eating a ton of green vegetables?
I wouldn't say a ton. I'm eating the normal amount that I normally eat.
Okay.
Which isn't a lot.
Okay. So the problem with this diet is if you start removing whole grains, that you really, really have to make a concerted effort to consume a lot of greens because you need the fiber. Not only for your digestion, but to pull, because fiber is really good at absorbing bad cholesterol, like LDL, right? Your LDL levels.
Right.
So you need a high amount of fiber for your digestion, for your gut health, in order to pull the waste, right? What makes us, what all that bacteria and stuff builds on, fiber to make you more regular, to pull that out of the system, to pull right. the bad cholesterol out of the system. Not only that, ketosis can dehydrate the body and it can drain electrolytes from the body. So if you're not getting, you got to really concentrate on getting high levels of potassium, magnesium, especially in particular, right, if you're adding an electrolyte mix to your water or if you're eating a ton of leafy greens to try to make up for that. The other concern is like if you're not compensating, right, and you're not eating the fruits and, you're not eating the grains, are you, in fact, you got to make up for it with a lot of vegetables. So that you are, in fact, getting all of the micronutrients that you need. And as much as people are like, oh, well, no, that's not true. And you can get plenty of micronutrients on the keto diet. Like, really? I mean, I can't think of a vegetable with anthocyanins. I mean, are you allowed to eat tomatoes? I can't even recall because you're not going to get lycopene without those.
Right. They had the whole list of fruits and vegetables and which ones are higher in carbs and which ones are lower in carbs. And most fruits are higher in carbs. There's very few fruits that are low in carbs, so they're not really recommended.
Right.
Vegetables, on the other hand, they've got a lot of good, things like celery and broccoli and anything that kind of grows, you said, above the ground is good.
But you have to be eating those. Are you?
Right. Yes, I am eating, though. I mean, not in abundance.
Like tell me where you're going to get, you know, where are you getting carotenoids? Like, if you're not eating carrots.
You're talking to a dude that doesn't eat carrots. Sorry to put you on blast, dude, but you're talking to a dude that doesn't eat that. He eats steak every night or sausages.
Okay, so let's talk about the danger of that, because the danger is real. Are you consuming organic meat?
No.
Okay, well, that is going to be far worse for your health in the long run than eating a root vegetable. So, you know, you're talking about hormones and antibiotics. And if you look at, like, literally Google, you know, conventionally raised cattle or conventionally raised steak and grass-fed steak and look at that meat. It's like night and day in the amount of fat. But not only that, not only the amount of calories and the amount of fat, the quality of the fat is totally different, because a grass-fed cow has higher levels of omega-3. Too much omega-6, which you're going to get from all of this corn and soy fed meat that you're eating, is going to cause inflammation in the body. So your omega-6 to omega-3 ratio should be 1-to-1. But because you're eating all of this meat that's from corn and soy, and then on top of it, you're adding pesticides and on the feed that the animals are consuming, on top of the fact that they're pumped full of antibiotics, on top of the fact that they, you know, are pumped full of hormones, like all of that, you're talking about cancer, you're talking about obesity, like this stuff is no bueno. So now when you get beyond that, let's say now you're eating a ton of vegetables and really clean quality meat, and you're not overeating your food. Okay, fine. With that said, if you're consuming all of this red meat all the time, you're going to have a buildup of iron. And for men that don't bleed every month, that also is a massive contributor to heart disease. Didn't you read that article I sent Jake?
No.
No. I read a text, but I didn't read an article that was alluded to.
Okay. So women, right? We bleed every month, so we can become anemic. Men don't. So over time, the iron levels build up in your body. And it can cause a host of issues, and everything from it's a no.
Right.
No, you don't need all of that meat.
The reason none of this gets through to him is because he's deemed perfectly healthy by his doctor and has never had a scare
then
in his
life.
Then
why would you need to be on ketosis, on a keto diet?
No, he doesn't deem me perfectly healthy. That's not.
You always come back from the doctor and you say, oh, I'm really healthy. That's what he said. He said, I'm great. Everything's fine.
Well, comparatively speaking.
Comparatively to what?
Why do I feel like I'm being attacked here?
It's okay.
You are.
We're with you, Paul.
No, I'm not. No, we're worried about your health. That's why.
And I know my son is worried about me. So, and to my doctor, he did say I should be eating organic and grass-fed beef. So he did say that.
Okay.
But you only buy what's on sale.
I'm not used to buying that kind of meat.
Wait, what's say it again, that? Babe.
You.
My doctor did say I'm supposed to eat grass-fed beef. And Jake, what did you say?
I said because it's never on sale, so you don't buy it. You buy the 3-pound brisket that was $4.99 a pound because it was a good deal, and you come home and cook this massive piece of meat that you consume in 2 days.
Okay. That is part of the problem.
Bruce Paul.
Yes.
Buddy, is this a diet that makes you happy? So, like, let's say we fixed all the issues and you were chowing the hell out of a ton of green vegetables and you were eating clean organic meat. Would you be happy? Would you do this forever? Because you can't drink.
Well, I'd be happier.
Drinking.
I'd be happier with that diet.
You would.
No, with the cleaner. I mean, with what you say is true. I understand the lower calories, it's just numbers. The less calories you put in, the more
weight
you're gonna
lose. By the way, you control your calorie intake and you move your body more. Which was really untruth, like the way you should be losing weight. So, I mean, are you like, woo, I love this. I love this diet. I love never having a, you know, piece of toast again or a plate of pasta. Like, is that?
Oh, no.
Okay, then, honey, this isn't going to work for you, period, then. So the minute you go back to living like that, you're going to put it all back on and then some, and your body is going to pack the hell out of that fat. It's called refeeding syndrome. Because your body's like, woo, that was a f-ing rough period right there. Because we evolved. Contrary to whatever people tell you, Paleolithic man did not eat a ton of meat. We were starch, carb, bark eaters, like monkeys, literally. Right. I mean, they know this. They have found that many humans were dying of anemia. In fact, they were having such a hard time in those getting meat at that time. So we, you know, that's just not the truth. We are supposed to eat protein in moderation, healthy fats, and healthy sources of carbohydrates. And if you're like, right, no, I can do this for the rest of my life, then I'd be like, all right, I mean, make sure the meat's organic. You know, don't overdo it on the calories because you're going to stress the hell out of your cells and your digestive tract. Because one of the things that's linked to longevity is not over-consuming. Because what happens is when we're constantly eating, our cells are constantly working. And that's why periods of fasting, small periods of fasting, are related to cellular regeneration because your body can focus on itself instead of processing all that food. So no matter how you look at it, overeating, no matter what the foods, are not good. On top of that, all that meat, too much iron, not good. Not getting enough fiber, not good. So you need a ton of greens. Ideally, the meat would be organic. Okay, fine. But it sounds like he's still not controlling how much you're eating. He's suggesting the quality of the food, but you haven't changed it. And you're also telling me it's not going to be sustainable, which means you're going to have a boomerang effect. In which case, I would say, why not just eat clean and work out? Go on, tell me the problem.
Yes. No, I agree. I just wish the perfect situation for me would be like, I mean, if I was rich enough to have like a personal chef who just made all my meals exactly what I should be eating, I'd be golden. But it's just, it's sometimes hard to, two reasons. It's hard to do that. And I like foods that I like. So it's hard to know to stop eating.
Go
the
ahead.
Bad things.
Jake's raising his hand. Go ahead, Jake.
Oh gosh.
You literally don't let me use the kitchen when I offer to cook you anything you want. I say, eat healthy with me. I'm cooking something healthy today. Why don't we eat that together?
I eat your mushrooms.
Don't lie on the show.
I eat your mushrooms all the time.
I'm saying there's restrictions on even using the kitchen, and you have a personal chef under your nose who will cook you anything healthy that you want and try new recipes with you, yet you just, well, not tonight, Jake. I found 10 frozen meals on sale at the store, and I'm just going to have that.
Oh.
The frozen meals, our freezer is full of pounds and pounds of meat and frozen meals.
It's not as black and white as you're making it out to be, but you know, you have the microphone there. I just have a little cell phone.
You have the same voice, buddy.
Come on, Bruce Paul. Come on.
Yes.
But if you really want to lose weight, I'm telling you, like this, you don't need as much meat as you're consuming. Control the portions of meat. That'll cost you a lot less if you're controlling the amount of meat that you're consuming. Vegetables are not expensive. You can buy them frozen and organic. And cruciferous vegetables don't really need to spend the money because they don't, well, I mean, it'd be nice, but like they don't spray cauliflower and broccoli and Brussels sprouts as much because they have a natural insecticide. Jake knows this, the Clean 15. He knows what this is. And you can have whole grains. You can have carbohydrates. The key is to just control how much of them you're eating. But to consume
and no processed food.
I mean, in a perfect world, but I eat processed food. It's like avoiding processed foods with chemicals is better and just making sure that you're not over consuming with regard to calories and starting to move your body. That will be the biggest benefit of all.
The solution for him is being accountable. So if you had him write out everything that he ate for you for a week, he'd be mindful and accountable for it. So I know you, Dad, you would do better. Like when you put the pen to the paper, I shouldn't eat this frozen meal. I want to tell Jillian that I had an apple for lunch or, you know, whatever.
Sure. No, that's a great idea. That's an excellent one. Keep a journal.
Well, would you want to?
I'd be open to reading that every week, old chap.
Yeah.
I'll start today. I'll start tomorrow morning. Let's do that.
Okay. I'll take it.
Okay.
Perfect.
Jillian, I appreciate your time with this. It really means a lot to me.
Thank you so much, Brucer. I'm so excited. Thank you, buddy. I cannot wait for my weekly food journal.
Okay. You'll be getting one.
Do you think he feels adequately pressured, Jake?
I hope so. And I hope you know it's because I love you, man. And we were talking about losing a parent earlier, and And that's definitely one of my biggest fears as well, is losing a parent. And I know your parents passed from heart disease, and the way you treat your body, man, I just don't see it being sustainable. You know, you feel fine now, but one day, dude, you're just gonna wish you didn't do what you're doing now.
Well, I appreciate that, Jake. And I know you have the best of intentions for me.
All right. Good job, team. Go team!
All right.
Guys, we want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. We want your questions. Write us at JillianMichaelsPodcast@gmail.com. Bye-bye.